الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وبعد، Dear respected brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome back once again to our daily discussion on the topic of Islamic manners. We are approaching the last few days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and inshallah, you know, Ramadan is a time when we can try and change ourselves. And if we are able to implement all the things that we have learned and the various etiquettes and adabs that we have been learning, inshallah, then inshallah it will be a successful month. So, as you know, that we are studying this book, Min Adab al-Islam, of Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah, on a daily basis. And if you remember that in the previous lesson, I talked about respecting one's parents, manners with parents. On Saturday, this topic was discussed in great depth and detail, the issue of manners with one's parents and the etiquettes of dealing with one's parents, respecting one's parents. Many things were mentioned. And then after that, the Sheikh, the author of the book, rahimahullah, briefly mentioned another point, which was the second point on the Saturday, which was that when you receive a friend, when you are just about to receive a friend, or when you are entertaining someone, a friend or a beloved person, or somebody senior to you, or somebody, you know, even slightly junior to you, or especially when people are coming back from a journey, from a travel, you are going to receive them, then at these times and on these occasions, it becomes recommended and to a degree necessary to adorn yourself. This is what the Sheikh said. That when you meet someone, especially after it's a long journey or something, we should try and look nice, apply perfume, fragrance, good clothes, look nice, smell nice, because that will enhance and increase that happiness of meeting. Because when you meet someone after a long time, especially, you're happy. Your uncles come from somewhere after like a long journey, from a distant journey, and you meet, then if you look nice and you smell nice, this will increase that happiness, that joy of meeting. This is what the Sheikh is explaining. And in light of the hadith, which was mentioned many times, and he also mentioned that it's good to give a small gift. And this was, you know, and I know this is a practice of many scholars right now, many of the great ulama and shuyukh. This is their practice. And when you go and see them, they'll actually literally have a lot of small gifts that they always give. Small perfume bottle, maybe a subha, maybe a book or something. Somebody comes to see them. So this is something that it's recommended. It's the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And also, it's a practice of our ulama and our shuyukh and scholars. And it's based on the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Imam al-Bukhari relates in his Adab al-Mufrad, tahadaw tahabbu, tahadaw tahabbu. Give gifts to one another, exchange gifts. This will result in increasing love between you. You know, gifts do increase the love amongst people. So if you give a gift every time someone comes, you give them a gift, you know, you go to somebody's house, you take a gift, this inshallah, you know, will increase that brotherhood, that sisterhood, that love you have amongst you. Okay? This is what the Sheikh said here. وَعُرِفَ مِنْ حَالِ السَّلَفِ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَصْطَحِبُونَ مَعَهُمْ هَدِيَّ إِلَى مَنْ يَقْدَمُونَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَوْ عُودًا مِنْ أَرَاكِ. The Salaf, the Salihin, the predecessors, the early scholars, the early Muslims, every time when they used to go and meet people, they used to take with them a small gift. So anything small, you know, it's not, as I said, it's not the gift that matters, it's the thought that counts. It's not what the gift is about. It may be something even like £2 worth, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because it's not the value, it's the thought and the intention and the sincerity and the ikhlas. Ultimately to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a fellow Muslim brother sister happy inshaAllah. So these are the two things mentioned in terms of when you are meeting someone after a long time, then adorning yourself, looking nice, smelling nice, and exchanging gifts. And before that, we talked about the manners of parents, and all of this was discussed in great depth and detail. Now we move on to another point, inshallah. The next section is about duties of the host. As you know, that we've studied a lot about the duties and the responsibilities and the manners and the etiquettes relating to who? The visitor. When you are a visitor, don't go to somebody's house at a wrong time. Don't sit there for too long. Go at appropriate times. Knock in the right way. Don't do this. Don't do that. We learned all of that in terms of a visitor, in terms of the etiquettes of a visitor, a za'ir. In Arabic, a visitor is called za'ir. And the one visited is called, Or the visitor is also called a daif. Daif is like a guest or a visitor, za'ir. And the one visited is called al-mazur. The one visited is called mazur, okay? Or maybe he can also be called mudif. So we learnt about the rules of the visitor. Now, the Sheikh is explaining a few basic etiquettes and adabs and manners relating to the host. These are the duties of the host. And these are the rights that the host owes to his guest. Okay? So let's see. Remember, the host is not getting away here easily as well. The host has certain duties as well. Okay? The visitor has duties and responsibilities and etiquettes, but likewise the host. So I will read the text first from the Arabic book that I have in front of me, and then inshallah translate and explain as usual. The author, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda Al-Halabi rahimahullah, he says, إِذَا نَزَلَ بِكَ ضَيْفٌ فَعَرِفْ أَدَابَ ضِيَافَتِهِ وَرْعَ حَقَّ إِكْرَامِهِ وَلَا أَعْنِي بِهَذَا أَنْ تُغَالِي فِي طَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ فَالسُنَّةُ الْإِعْتِدَالُ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا وَالْإِكْرَامُ مِنْ غَيْرِ الصَّرَفٍ مَطْلُوبٍ وإنما أعني أن تحسن مجلسه ومقيله ومبيته وتعرفه القبلة في منزلك وتدله على موضع الطهارة والوضوء وما يتصل بهذا وذاك. When a guest comes to your house, this is the translation, okay? When a guest comes to your house, when a guest comes to you, and especially, you know, when he's staying overnight, then know and learn and recognize the etiquettes of his hospitality, ضيافته. Remember, there are etiquettes as a host. The Sheikh is telling us that there are etiquettes as a host that you must learn and know these rules. فعرف, learn, know these, and learn these etiquettes when somebody comes to visit you, somebody comes to your house, learn about the basic etiquettes. وَرْعَ حَقَّ إِكْرَامِهِ means and give the right of honoring him, of being hospitable. Be extremely hospitable towards him and to the extent that he deserves to be honored. Honor him, be hospitable towards your guest as he deserves that you are hospitable towards him. And then he says, but I don't mean that you exaggerate in food and drink. This is a very important point with the Sheikh is saying. He says, look, I don't mean, and for one moment, I am not saying, the Sheikh is saying, that I don't mean that you exaggerate. See, he used the word here, tughali. Tughali means, it's from the root word, ghulu, in Arabic. Ghulu means being extreme, being extravagant, being extreme, crossing the border, going overboard, transgressing the limits. So he says, look, I don't mean you go into extremes in terms of preparing food and drink. فَسُنَّةُ Rather, the sunnah is to be moderate in this regard. And being hospitable without excess is what is required from you. This is actually a very important point. SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, the Shaykh is saying here that you don't have to exaggerate in food and drink. You know, when a guest comes to your house, it doesn't mean that to be hospitable towards him or her, you have to cook like 7 different types of dishes. It definitely does not mean that. You don't have to cook all these different types of dishes. One dish is enough, more than enough. Seriously, it's more than enough. And I was telling you, I think once before, that, you know, like some people, I for example, when I go to somebody's house and there's like 5 things to eat, 5 different dishes, I'm not talking about the starters and the desserts and all of that. That we will eat. But the main course meal, there's 5 things, I just touch one thing. Eat one thing, but properly. I cannot keep on mixing and matching. And some people are like that. And the thing is that, look, you know, when a host comes, our intention, what's our intention? Is our intention to make a name out of ourselves, that how good we cook? Is our intention to please them? No. Our intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. We do it for the sake of Allah, not even for them. That's the point. Just listen to this carefully. When we are good to someone, when we do good to other people, when we are hospitable, Islam says that our intention is that it's for Allah. Al-hubbu fillah. Love is for, because of Allah. It's not even for them. You don't even be good to someone for them only. Do you understand? Does that make sense? Not even for them. It's for the sake of Allah. Because Allah said you have to be good to them, so we are good to them. Okay, so sunnah is, we don't have to be extravagant. You know, basic food, it's with the right intention, sincerity, ikhlas. Seriously, that's how the Sahaba... I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the reason why we get into a lot of problems in our day and age is because of not practicing these kind of things. Now, we take it as a burden. Somebody's coming to your house and you're moaning like, you know, subhanAllah, like you're just moaning and moaning. Who told you to invite them in the first instance? Okay? And the thing is that, because why do you... moan. Some people moan. Why they moan is because, oh no, I have to cook this now and this has to be cooked. Just one dish. But, you know, you tell them that, look, just basic, just whatever, you know, is just available, just present it. No, but I have to cook. They'll take it back. They'll look down on me that, oh, I'm so stingy. I don't know how to cook. I can't cook. Especially with sisters. That's wrong, because now you're trying to impress them. You're trying to not look bad in their eyes. You're trying to think, you don't want to get down. What will people say? What will they say? They'll talk about you. So what if they talk about me? Just say, look, this is the Sahaba, subhanAllah. I told you, they were very simple. Radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Even, especially in Ramadan, sisters and brothers, don't spend your time, like, you know, in the kitchen, making samosas and pastries and this and that. Just simple stuff. Life should be simple. The Sahaba was simple. You know, somebody used to come to the house, whatever they were eating that day. Here, Bismillah, there's so much barakah in there, so much blessing in there. Seriously, you know this, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did a walima once with one of his wives. As you know, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent through many walimas. He had many wives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of his wives, I think it was Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu anha, I'm not too sure which wife of his wives. But the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one walima, you know what he did? He said, everybody come for the walima, and everybody bring whatever they have, and inshallah we'll eat together. SubhanAllah, so simple. Can we do that today? Just bring stuff from home, we'll sit down and eat, inshallah, and I'll provide some. Does anybody do that today? We think, you know, what are people going to say? Simple. Simplicity is the whole hallmark. Brothers and sisters, we need to be simple people. Seriously, we need to try to be simple people. So this is what the Shaykh is saying here. When you go to somebody's house, the host, the adab for the host is, be extreme. You know, I'm telling you something. You know, the food doesn't make a difference. It's how you treat them. It's not the food. I know, subhanAllah, I've been to some people's houses. Just basic, simple food. There's one house I've been quite a few times regularly. There's not much. And I've told them, I said, look, you know, whenever I come, when I eat, I don't want too much. It's just basic. But I feel so relaxed and so welcomed because you don't feel anything out of place. You feel so welcomed, so welcomed. But there may be some other places where I may be going, right? And there's better food and more food in abundance, but you don't feel that, you know, pleasantness. What's the point? Do you understand? It's not the food. Food doesn't make people happy. It's how you treat them, okay? It's how hospitable you are and how welcomed you make them feel. So this is what the Shaykh is saying. That when we say that there are etiquettes for the host, okay, when there are etiquettes for the host, then remember that you have to practice these etiquettes, but don't exaggerate in the food and drink. The sunnah is to be moderate. And then he says, what I mean is that you make his, when I say, the Shaykh is saying that, what I mean by knowing and recognizing the etiquette of your guest is that you make his place of sitting pleasant. You make his seat pleasant. So for example, if he's sitting on a sofa, make sure you make him sit on a clean sofa, not on a dirty chair or a dirty sofa. Clean the room. That's what's important. When a guest comes, yeah, that's important, yes. You should clean. If your house is dirty, you know, that's more important than what food you give him. Seriously, clean the house. Sometimes you go to people's house and it's so dirty and filthy, you don't feel like sitting. And that's wrong. Bad etiquette, bad manners. If you know somebody's coming to your house, then beforehand. If they came without phoning you, without taking an appointment, they just randomly, just anytime they just came into your house and your house wasn't up to standard, then that's not your fault. That's their fault. Because they did not practice on their adab, which was to phone you and ask you beforehand that, can I come? And when shall I come? Okay? But if they have and you know that they're coming and it's been arranged, then especially the room they're sitting in, at least, and even the bathroom and the shower. You should, you know, subhanAllah, some people have this good habit before somebody comes, making sure. But remember, again, not because your intention should be right, like sisters especially, wives especially, don't make intention such that, oh, if they come and see the house dirty, they'll say, what kind of wife is she? Is she really a dirty wife? Or what kind of woman is she? She keeps her bathroom and toilet really dirty. No, that's a wrong intention. Look, you'll be doing the same thing. You'll be cleaning. You know, if guests are coming, you'll make sure your house is clean, up to date. But you'll be rewarded. Okay? Just change your intention slightly and you'll get thawab and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. And what's the reward? What's the intention, sorry? That the sunnah is that I have to make my, you know, visitors and guests feel comfortable. You know, if they go into the toilet and the bathroom and if it's dirty, they will feel harmed. Okay, so in order to not to harm a Muslim, not to harm someone, they won't feel pleasant and comfortable if the front room, living room is dirty. So making it nice for our guest, inshallah. With that intention, you will be rewarded as well, inshallah, sister and brother. If you're cleaning as well, you should try sometimes help us in the household chores, brother. Okay, so it's very important. So the intention, correct your intention. Once you correct your intention, inshallah, you will be rewarded for this. Don't just make that intention that they'll feel bad about us. So the Shaykh is saying that what I mean is making his place of sitting pleasant and clean, where he's going to sleep as well. If he's staying overnight, if they are staying overnight, some guests have come and they are staying overnight or afternoon. It says maqila. Maqila is your afternoon nap. If they are taking a nap, qailula. Or mabit is when you take the night nap. So sleeping, where they are sleeping, sleeping room as well. Okay? So make that clean as well if they are going to use it. And he says after that, and also inform them of the qibla in your house. Show them the way of the qibla. Inform them. Tell them which way the qibla is. Especially if they stay in the night. So when you go, nice clean room. Here's the prayer mat. Here's the musalla. This is the direction of the qibla. And tell him. And also indicate to him. Show him the way to the place of purification and wudu and bathroom. Here's the bathroom. you can go from here, this is the door, these are the slippers, you know, nicely, make them feel comfortable. If somebody is staying overnight at your house, and whatever's connected to this, whatever, etc. issues. So these are, you know, etiquettes. And then he, next paragraph, the Shaykh says, وَإِذَا قَدَّمْتَ لَهُ مِنْدِيلًا لِلتَّشْوِيفِ مِنْ مَاءِ الْوُضُوءِ أَوْ مِنْ غَسْلِ الْيَدَيْنِ بعد الطعام أو قبله فليكن نظيفا غير ما تستعمله أنت وأولادك ولا بأس أن تقرب إليه الطيب ليتطيب منه والمرآة ليتجمل بالنظر إليها ولتكن وسائل الطهارة التي يستعملها نظيفة وقبل دخوله الحمام غيب ما فيها مما لا يحسن أن تقع عليه عين الضيف والغريب. This is the next paragraph of some more etiquettes, some more adab, and some more duties of the host. The Shaykh says, when you present to him a towel or a handkerchief to wipe himself after wudu or washing his hands before food or after food, then let that towel be clean and other than the one you and your children use. That's another etiquette. For your guest, make sure when you are giving them a towel, whether, you know, it's a towel that after wudu they need it, or after, you know, just they wash their hands, you know, they've just eaten food and they've washed their hands, then it should be clean. It should not be the normal one which has been used for the past 2 days in your house by you and your wife and your family and your children. That's gone a bit dirty. So it's very important, the Shaykh is saying, present a nice, clean towel to your host. And then he says, and also it's good, there's nothing wrong, and it's actually good, sometimes it's extra better. The word wala ba'sa has been used here, which is trying to indicate, the Shaykh is trying to indicate, that this is an additional, something really good that you can do, is that to forward him some fragrance so that he can apply it upon himself. This is not the gift. This is other than the gift. You know, in the previous section, we were talking about taking gifts and giving gifts. This is different. This is like, you know, when a host comes to you, a guest comes to you and in your house, like, for example, after they've eaten food, you know, they wash their hands with the soap and etc. And then after they've dried themselves with a towel, then, you know, you have something in your pocket or something, or you just take some perfume, and here, can you want to apply some perfume? Just, you know, after, especially after food, it's good. Especially eating Asian food, all the salad and all the, you know, masala that we all eat. That's why it's very important. This is another etiquette, that after we eat, especially Asian food, right, it's very important that we use soap to wash our hands. Because I'm telling you, you know, especially those strong smells, it's not good. And we should not be going in the masjid just like that. You should make sure if you're going to the masjid and you've eaten Asian food, Indian Pakistani food, Bangladeshi food, then especially after that, you should make sure that you use soap and you know, really scrub your hands, and then apply a slight bit of itr and perfume. So offering your guest some perfume is greatly recommended. And he says, the Shaykh, and also a mirror, so that, you know, he can adorn himself by looking into it. Okay, it's fine, you know, it's good. These are, because, you know, some people like to stay very clean. And the Sheikh, you know, he's in this book, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuda rahimahullah has emphasized a lot about looking good, because it's part and parcel of Islamic teachings. He himself, it's known regarding him that he was very particular about his external appearance. Those who've seen him, I don't think anybody listening may have seen him. Maybe, you know, because on the internet a lot of people are listening, but he passed away 10 years ago. The Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuda rahimahullah, or some of you may have seen his picture on the internet somewhere. He, from what I heard from some of his students, was he was very particular about his appearance and about his perfume. I mentioned this before. He had special perfume formulated for him, made from him, for him from his home, and sent to him from his hometown Halab, even when he was living in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. There's a special person who would make the special perfume, and he would only use that. And you would never see a crease in his thawb and his jubba. And he used to really keep his, you know, even his beard nicely combed and oiled and everything. He would be very, and his shoes would be polished. he was very particular about this. Reason being is that because he was a da'i, somebody who's a prominent person in front of people, it has an impact, it has an effect, especially as one of the greatest sheikh of the time. So he says here that, look, when your guest comes to you, it's actually great. It's great that what you do is you give him some perfume, maybe, you know, a small mirror, a small comb or something like that, okay? Or maybe, like, if he's staying overnight, then you've got the room mirror, so it's not a problem, just perfume. And he also says that let the wasa'ilu tahara, the means of purification, let them all be pure. Means of purification, let them be pure. What does means of purification mean? All the things that your guest will be using to purify himself. So if you're giving, like for example, toiletries, these are the means of purification. Soap, shampoo, you know, make sure you put clean things within even your bathroom. If he's going to take a bath maybe, or go to the toilet, use the soap. So let them all be, make sure that they are all clean as well, clean. Make sure the toiletries and the means of purification are clean, not dirty. And he says, before your guest entering the bathroom, the washroom area, the toilet, okay, if you're in England, you'll say toilet. If you're in America, Canada, and I know quite a few of you are listening in Canada, you'll be saying the washroom, right? So, before your guest entering the washroom and the bathroom and the toilet, before him entering that place, the Sheikh says, make sure you remove from the bathroom that which is not appropriate for your guest and visitor to see. Let me translate this again. Before your host enters the bathroom and the washroom, remove from the bathroom and the washroom that which is not appropriate for your guest and for the visitor to see. I'm sure you all get the point. This is what is very important, the Sheikh is saying. When a guest comes to your house, okay, even if he's not staying there overnight, because he'll be using the toilet maybe, right? Okay, you know, can I just go to the toilet? Am I do wudu there? So make sure that, number one, it's clean, as we've said. All the areas should be clean. But also, additionally, we should make sure that anything that is inappropriate for your visitor, and use your imagination, use your own sense, okay? What's not appropriate for the visitor, your host to see, remove it. Don't let it be there. Yeah, especially, you know, if these are private things there, for example, don't leave razors lying around, for example. Or maybe, you know, clothing, and especially not the clothing of the female folk of your house, okay? Female clothing, especially if the clothing is not outerwear clothing, not outerwear, rather it's underwear clothing, then that definitely should be removed, okay? Before your guest goes and uses the bathroom and the washroom. The next paragraph, the Sheikh tells us a few more etiquettes. He says, وَرْعَ رَاحَتَهُ فِي أَثْنَاءِ النَّوْمِ وَالْإِسْتِرَاحَةِ عِنْدَكَ فَجَنِّبُهُ ضَجِيجَ الْأَوْلَادِ وَصَخَبَ الْبَيْتِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ وَبَاعِدْ عَنْ نَظَرِهِ مَلَابِسَ النِّسَاءِ وَمَا يَتَّصِلُ بِحَالِهِنَّ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْحَشَمَةِ الْمَطْلُوبَةِ وهو أكرم لك وله وتجمل له في غير تكلف وقم في خدمته بذوق وتقدير ولا تتخذ من حسن الصحبة والألفة بينكما مسوغا للتساهل والتبذل معه فقد كان السلف رضي الله عنهم إذا تزاوروا تجملوا كما رواه البخاري في الأدب المفرد. الشيخ says, also give consideration to his comfort. Rahatahu. When your guest comes to you as a host, make sure you are very careful in terms of the peace and in terms of the comfort of your guest. And make sure he is very comfortable whilst he's sleeping and resting by you. Make sure that you keep him away from the loud noise and the crying of the children in the house as much as possible. This is another important point which the Shaykh is saying, that when your guest comes to your house, especially if he's relaxing, staying overnight, or maybe sleeping in the afternoon, or she's relaxing, or she's sleeping in the afternoon, it's very important that we don't disturb them, especially if they're travelers. And the Shaykh says here that try your best to keep them far and away and distant, janibhu, from what? From the crying, from the loud noise of the children in the house. Especially if you have young children and young babies, and imagine, you know, you've just made them sleep right next to the room in which there are babies crying all night long. They weren't able to sleep. That's not the relaxation and the comfort taken care of by the host for the guest. Okay, I know it's difficult sometimes, right? It's very difficult, that, you know, especially if you have some young children and they are crying, and they're not going to be your guest will not be disturbed at all. That's probably impossible. But this is why the Shaykh has said here that he used the word in Arabic. He said mastata'ta, as much as you can. Like, for example, give him the most far away in the distant room to rest in. Shuffle other people, you know, like schedule it in that way where he is able to sleep really far away from where children may make a lot of noise. Or if it's not even babies crying, but maybe your young children playing around and your guest is sleeping like late in the morning because they're traveling, turn 11, so make sure you tell your children that, make sure beforehand that we have a guest here today, we have a guest coming in. Make sure you behave properly, make sure that, you know, you don't make too much noise, don't disturb them. These are etiquettes that parents have to inculcate in their young children from a young age, right? You need to inculcate these in your young children. So this is very important what the Shaykh has said here, that make sure that you keep them away from loud noise, okay, from the crying of the children. And then he says, also, we just briefly discussed this, keep him far away from looking at the clothing of women and whatever's connected to them, whatever belongs to them. This is if the guest is a man. If the guest is a man, then make sure. We just talked about that in the bathroom, remove like underwear and things like that. But this is generally keeping the guest away. Like, for example, you've given the guest a room to sleep in, okay? Make sure that you don't have women clothing available in front of the guest. Yeah, I mean, if they're inside the cupboard, etc., then that's fine. But they shouldn't be apparent and visible. Okay, especially if the guest is a man. Because, the Shaykh says, because this is something that's decency, this is the decency that is required. And it's more comfortable for you and him. You know, it'll be more comfortable for you as well as him, because you won't feel embarrassed or uncomfortable. Make sure, take care of these things beforehand. Right, so this is more comfortable and more noble and more good and more wise, and a sense of respect for you as well as him. And also, this is beautifying for him, adorning everything for him without any excess. You know, in terms of, you know, whatever we're doing, all these etiquettes is being good to your guest, but without excess. And then the Shaykh says, وَقُمْ فِي خِدْمَتِهِ بِذَوْقٍ وَتَقْدِيرٍ. Be ready and be prepared to serve him with desire, with respect, and with consideration, with really valuing your guest. Be ready to serve your guest with a good desire, a genuine deep desire, that you want to be hospitable and you want to honor your guest. And make sure that because you have good friendship and good companionship and love, and you're informal with your guest, you know, your guest is somebody who's a very close friend to you, then the Shaykh is saying that, look, you know, sometimes what happens that, you know, your guest is somebody that you are very informal with. It's your best friend. It's somebody that you know really well. So some people, because of this, they will lack in these etiquettes. Oh, this is my friend anyway, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't have to clean where he's going to sleep, where she's going to sleep. This is a very important point. The Shaykh is saying, rahimahullah, that do not let your good you know, informal relationship, your close companionship, your good companionship, your love. Don't make this good friendship an excuse to be complacent. Musawiran meaning making excuse to be complacent and negligent in dealing with your guest. Subhanallah, this is a very important point, brothers and sisters. What the Shaykh is saying here, that many of us sometimes will say, okay, yeah, these are etiquettes, but all these adab and etiquettes, this is when some big person comes, some Shaykh comes, or somebody like a bit of stranger, kind of stranger comes, or somebody, my friends, and they come, it's all alright, you know, they don't take you, they don't mind, it's all, you know, we all, you know, when I go to that. No, this is what the Shaykh is saying here. And even if somebody is very informal with you, you still have to try your best to implement all these etiquettes. And he finishes off this paragraph with the same hadith which has been quoted many a time. Because he says, the Salaf, the early scholars and the early Muslims, radiallahu anhum, إِذَا تَزَّاوَرُوا تَجَمَّلُوا, when they would visit one another, they would adorn themselves. They would make each other feel comfortable and be pleasant in front of one another, as mentioned by Imam al-Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his Al-Adab al-Mufrad. And then the last paragraph in this point, inshaAllah, is just a few lines. I think this few lines is going back to the visitor, not the host, going back to the visitor. Okay. But before I go to that, we've understood we've learnt these few etiquettes of the host, okay, these few adab as a host. When a visitor comes to you, Sheikh has explained to us many things, being hospitable, not exaggerating in the food and drink, because food and drink is not that important, okay, in terms of presenting, you know, all different types of food. And we've learnt a lot of things, but there's one or two other things. Like, for example, one thing is very important is that you should try to make your guest feel at home. Seriously, brothers and sisters, this is very important. They should not feel guilty for coming to your house. They should not feel down or guilty or bad about, you know, coming to your house. You shouldn't make them hint at them or something. You know, to be seriously, brothers and sisters, I've mentioned this many times, Sahaba had many qualities, and one of the greatest qualities was frankness. You could be frank. Don't give them, like, you know, gestures or hints or things like that. That's bad. In a nice way. Look, when they come to your house first day, I would love to have you here. You're a blessing. Subhanallah. You come to my house, you're a blessing. A Muslim comes, you're a blessing. I would love to you to come, but seriously, today is absolutely difficult. I could not let you stay here today. I hope you don't mind. You know, you embrace him, you love him, say, please, you don't mind. Yeah, honestly, I love you for the sake of Allah. You know, you are a blessing. I would want you to come to my house without a doubt, but just today, it's difficult. For this week, sorry, I will not be able to entertain you, but seriously, you know, I love you for the sake of Allah. You know, things like that, seriously, that guest will not feel bad as well. He'll know that you're saying it from the heart, you're sincere. Okay? You're sincere. That's how we should be, brothers and sisters. Be open, frank, from the heart, whatever's in the heart, on the mouth, whatever's on the tongue, in the heart. No double standards. So make your guest feel comfortable. Don't be good and then, you know, give hints and this and that and make them feel uncomfortable that why did they come to your house? This is the most important duty and responsibility of the host, making the guest feel at ease and comfortable and not, you know, feel unwanted. And also, another point is that do not ask your guest to start helping you in your household chores. Unless in exceptional cases, your guest comes to stay and says, you know what, can you fix the washing machine? It's broken down. Can you hoover for me upstairs? Can you just clean the kitchen for me? No. Especially like even sisters. Yeah, if they join in, just know you tell your guest, sister, you tell your guest. No, you sit, inshallah, you're a guest. You're not supposed to come and help in the kitchen. But if they insist and insist and insist, then okay, let them, but just make sure they don't do too much. And yet, there are exceptional cases, like some cases when you are very formal, like your sisters, and you're very, very close, and you do things together, then fine. But still, tell them that, look, you know, this is my house, leave it for me, you know, don't do it, okay? But definitely not tell them that, can you do this, can you do that? No, okay? So don't overburden your guest with household chores. And we'll read the last paragraph, and this is just to do with a few duties back to the visitor. This is five lines and then we'll end because the time of iftar is fast approaching. The Shaykh says, وَإِذَا نَزَلْتَ ضَيْفًا عَلَى صَدِيقٍ أَوْ قَرِيبٍ فَكُنْ لَطِيفَ الظِّلِّ خَفِيفَ الزَّحْمَةِ وَالْإِثْقَالِ عَلَيْهِ وَرَاعِي ظُرُوفَهُ وَأَوْقَاتَ عَمَلِهِ وَأَوْجِزْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ وَقْتِ ضِيَافَتِكَ عِنْدَهُ فَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ إِنسَانٍ إِرْتِبَاطَاتٍ وَوَاجِبَاتٍ وَمَسْئُولِيَاتٍ ظَاهِرَةً وَغَيْرَ ظَاهِرَةً فارفق بمضيفك وكن مساعدا له على القيام بشؤون نفسه وإنجاز أعماله وأداء واجباته وعند وجودك في بيته لا تطلق بصرك فيه فاحسا منقبا وخاصة إذا عرضت مناسبة فدعاك إلى غير الغرفة المعدة للضيوف فاقصر بصرك فيها فقد يكون فيها ما لا يحسن أن تراه ولا تكن فضوليا في أسئلتك. You know, these points are again going back to the visitor, and most of them have been covered. I don't know, it's just a repetition in this Arabic book here, so I'm just going to translate. I think one thing is new, that's it, but literally all of this we discussed when we were talking about the rules and the adab and the etiquettes of a visitor, that when you go at the right time, correct time, don't look at things, don't be too nosy, don't start opening cupboards and things like that, and don't stay too long. So all of this, it's all been covered, but I'll just translate this quickly. When you go as a guest to your friend's house or your relative's house, be considerate, you know, and he says, don't overburden him, give considerations to his circumstances and his timings of work, so don't go at inappropriate times. Be short and brief as much as possible, because every person has commitments and responsibilities, external and internal. And be gentle with your host, be gentle with him, and try to help him. This is an important point. Volunteer to help him in his household work and his personal affairs. You see, in the previous point, we said that, you know, the host should not order the guest to what? Help in the household work. As a host, you should not tell the woman that, come on, wash the dishes. But if you're a guest, then it's good for you that you present yourself. Please, can I help you? Can I wash the dishes as well after the food? And when you are living and staying at their house, then don't inspect, don't take your eyesight here and there, don't become an inspector, especially if you are, you know, in a specific situation, called towards another room which is not really a room for the guest. Then make sure you don't look everywhere. This is all being covered, brothers and sisters, because you might see something which is not supposed to see. And don't ask too many questions. Don't be too inquisitive. This again came. So these few lines, all of this, I have explained in extreme detail, inshallah. So with this, we come to the end of today's discussion, inshallah. Tomorrow we move on to the next point, which is visiting the sick, and we have some very important manners to learn. When you visit the sick and the ill people, especially when you go to the hospital, how long you should sit, what you should say, what you should not say, what you should talk about, what you should not talk about, even at somebody's house, visiting the sick, okay? So we have like a couple of pages on visiting the sick, and then we have a page on breaking unpleasant news, and then we have a page on expressing condolences, a couple of pages, and then we have some more things. We've got quite a bit left. Maybe we'll finish the book by the end of Ramadan, maybe not. Allahu alam, Allah knows best, inshallah. But I leave you today. Tomorrow I may start at 6, maybe 6:30, but carry on listening. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.